The first and most basic personal information manager I ever used was a shareware program called Deskmates. It was accessible on my computer as a program simply by pushing a couple of keys. It gave me a calendar, phone book, alarm, and a couple of other simple diary functions. Of more recent times, I've been using a program called InfoSelect. It's a big step from the days of Deskmates, with an enormous variety of applications. InfoSelect is just one of the latest generation of personal information managers. Glenn Rees is the editor of Australian Personal User magazine, which is currently researching personal information managers.
InfoSelect is an interesting one. It's probably not your average personal information manager. It's a personal information manager in the true sense of that phrase. It allows you to collect information virtually as you think of it or as someone tells you on the phone or in person, and you can just jot it, type it into a little window which you can use very much as you do post-it notes. It's very flexible, you can call these windows back any time you like. You can search for any word you've entered, though obviously you wouldn't use a word like the or something like that. But yes, it's an unusual but very, very powerful PIM.
I found it unusual in that, unlike a database program, there didn't seem to be any reason for structuring anything in it.
No, it's very freeform. You just type in these windows, as I said, and you can call back the windows any time you like using a specific word. But it does allow you to have a sort of a structure. It does have what they call very simple fields, as they're called in most databases. But it's that's not the strength of it. The main strength of it is that it is freeform, and you can just jot it down and not have to worry about entering things into certain fields or records, as they're called, as well in databases.
Yeah, so it's like a lot of people's desks are, I suppose, to a certain extent, in that you jotted down bits and pieces of information on a piece of paper that lie over your desk, and this is the same sort of thing.
Yes.
Except you can find them a bit better.
Yes, you can. You can certainly find a lot more quickly. I've been playing with the Windows version of InfoSelect, which is just out, and it's very much the same as the DOS version. But with the nicer graphical interface that Windows has.
So, what other sort of personal information managers are around on the market these days? And I suppose, from my point of view, how easy are they to use?
Right. I guess the simplest personal information manager you can have is the one that actually comes with Windows 3.1. There are a couple of little programs you notice in the accessories group in Windows called Card, File and Calendar. They're very, very simple, but quite limiting because they're not a true database and they don't have the flexibility of something like InfoSelect. But for that reason, they are quite simple to use, and most people who have at least a little bit of computer knowledge should be able to get them up and running very quickly. The next step up is something like Lotus Organizer, which is it's a program Lotus likes so much it bought it last year. The organizer uses a diary metaphor. That is, everything looks like a book, a little diary, and it's got quite a friendly interface for that reason. But because of the extra power you've got, it is a little harder to use.
Obviously, the further that you go along this path, the more complicated they become. What are the granddaddies, so to speak, of the personal information manager game?
One of the original granddaddies is another program from Lotus called Agenda. It was a very powerful but very complex DOS-based personal information manager. In fact, it went a bit further than being a personal information manager. Groups of people could use the same program, which is what personal information managers are heading towards these days with the new buzz phrase in computing called work groups software.